Lesson 6, Three Keys for Success in Anything, Part 4. In the last three lessons, we've been looking at the second Mishnah of Pirkei Avot. Shimon HaTzadik Haya Mishirei Knesset HaGadola. Shimon, the righteous, was among the survivors of the Great Assembly. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed. On three things does the world stand. Al ha-Torah, on Torah, or learning. Ve'al ha-Avodah, and on spiritual practice. Ve'al gemilut chasadim, and on acts of kindness. We looked at each of the shlosha devarim, the three things, separately, as three different windows into the present moment. From the first devar, Torah, which means learning, we explored the kavanah, or intention, to be a student of the present moment, to take a beginner's mind attitude of openness and curiosity. With the second devar, avodah, or spiritual practice, we approached the present moment as the arena of practice, and explored the kavanah to practice being in this moment. With the third, gemilut chasadim, or acts of kindness, we explored the kavanah of chesed, or loving kindness, and contemplated ways in which you might actualize this deepest midah, this deepest spiritual quality in your life. In this final lesson for Mishnah number 2, let's focus on bringing the Shlosha Devarim together into a unity. These three parts, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim, are actually the foundation of living an awakened life. Let's briefly review again what they are. Torah means spiritual learning. In other words, it's what you're doing right now by listening to this lesson. Avodah is spiritual practice. In other words, it's what you'll be doing in a few minutes when you go into the meditation portion of this lesson. Gemilut chasadim are acts of kindness. In the broad sense, gemilut chasadim are also what you're doing right now by giving of your resources to support these lessons. If you're ready, I want to invite you to make a real and specific commitment to these Shlosha Devarim, these three things, in your own life. The commitment can be whatever you want it to be, but since your engagement with these lessons already contains all three, let's make these lessons a minimum part of the commitment. To do this, it might be helpful to pause the recording to do some writing, so if you're able, pause the recording now to get something to write with. So if you're ready to write, let's begin. Of course, if you're not able to do the writing right now, you can return to this exercise later. I'd like you to contemplate the question, what's a regular program of spiritual learning that you can commit to? This learning could happen through books, classes, or whatever, but at the very least, it should include regularly listening to these lessons. Pause the recording and take whatever time you need to see what comes to you as a reasonable and doable commitment to your spiritual learning, then write down what comes. Okay, next, I'd like you to contemplate the question, what kind of regular spiritual practice can you commit to? This might include prayer, meditation, chanting, body movement, or other practices, but at the very least, it should also include regularly doing the meditations and exercises in these lessons. By the way, this exercise you're doing right now of creating your commitments is also a form of avodah, of spiritual practice. Pause the recording and take whatever time you need to see what comes to you as a reasonable and doable commitment to spiritual practice. Then write down the results. Okay, lastly, and this could be the most challenging question, what kind of gemilut chasadim, acts of kindness, can you commit to making a regular part of your life? This one can be challenging because it's such a broad question. One possible and obvious solution would be to do some volunteering or giving tzedakah, charity of some kind. If you don't presently do anything like that, that would be a great place to start. But for others who already give a lot, or who regularly volunteer, the challenge might be to really see what you're being called to work on at this point. As I said in the last lesson, for some people, the act of kindness that's needed might be something you need to do for yourself, if you've been neglecting your own well-being. Or it might be a commitment to not do something, rather than to do something. It's your choice, but I invite you to really ask yourself the question, what is it you're being called upon to address at this point in your life with regard to giving and kindness? Take a few moments to contemplate this and write down the results. You can pause the recording now to do that. If you've done this exercise, you now have at least three things you can commit to today that will bring you positive transformation. And, at the very least, they'll consist of regularly learning and meditating with these lessons. When you make these commitments, remember that the purpose of them is to consciously create your own path of transformative spiritual work. You can, of course, change or drop any of these commitments anytime if they no longer serve, or if you need to alter them for any reason. Therefore, don't let fear of commitment or fear of being trapped stop you. You decide what you want to commit to, and you can decide to step out of those commitments as well. The purpose of making the commitments is to be conscious and intentional about how you steer the ship of your own life, not to put you in a box or a trap. So, if you're ready, let's make the commitments right now. You can repeat after me. I commit to listen to these lessons every week and to doing the exercises and meditations in them. Now, if you have more of your own commitments to add, pause the recording and make those commitments as well. If you've made the commitments, Mazel Tov, you've just taken a crucial step in your spiritual life. Now, let's connect the Shlosha Devarim, the three things, with the three major centers of your body, your head, your heart, and your belly. Torah, or learning, corresponds to your head, the place where thinking happens. Avodah, spiritual practice, corresponds to your heart, the center of feeling and connection. Gemilut Chasidim, acts of kindness, corresponds to the belly, which represents your physical body and the actions you take in the world. We're going to do a chant using the text of Mishnah 2 and touching the three parts of your body as we chant the Shlosha Devarim, the three things. The act of bringing awareness to your body through touch is a powerfully transformative and healing practice, as you'll see. The first part of the chant goes like this. Al Shlosha Devarim, upon three things, Ha'olam Omed, the world stands. Al Shlosha Devarim, Ha'olam Omed. Now raise your right hand and gently touch your fingers to your forehead. Al HaTorah, on learning. Now touch your heart. Ve'al HaAvodah, on spiritual practice. And now touch your belly. Ve'al Gemilut Chasadim, on acts of kindness. And now let's try that again, touching your forehead. Al HaTorah. And touch your heart. Ve'al HaAvodah. And touch your belly. Ve'al Gemilut Chasadim. So let's prepare to be in meditation by coming to a comfortable but alert position. Either sitting or standing or lying down on your back. and bring awareness into your body, into your belly, into your chest, your shoulders, your arms and hands, your hips, your legs, and your feet, and upward into your face, into your head, letting your eyes be closed or unfocused, bringing a little smile to your lips, seeing that your spine is straight as it can be without straining, not slouching or leaning, and being with your breathing, feeling the inhale and the exhale. And let's chant together. Al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed, and touching your forehead. Al ha'torah, and touch your heart. Ve'al ha'vodah, and your belly. Ve'al gemilut chasadim. Again. Al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed. Touching your forehead. Al ha'Torah, your heart. Ve'al avodah, and your belly. Ve'al gemilut chasadim. And one more time. Ha'shlosha devarim ha'olam omed, forehead. Al ha'Torah, in your heart. Ve'al ha'vodah, in your belly. Ve'al gemilut chasadim. And keeping your awareness in your body, feeling all three centers, each with their own locus of activity, mind, heart, and body. Just being present with your body and senses in this moment. When thoughts arise, just remembering that there's no need to engage with them during meditation. No need to push them away or suppress them or stop them. Just simply let them be and allow them to dissipate on their own. And now let's be in silent meditation together for a few minutes, and afterward I'll bring you out with some piano music. hands, take a nice deep breath. Let your body move however it wants to, stretching your muscles and preparing to move back into the activities of your life. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. All Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidehon, Val Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'al koman di'askin bo raita diva'atra hadein ve'di ve'chol atavatar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabba chine v'chista v'rachemin v'chayin arichin u'mezone reviche u'farkana min kadam avahon divishamaya ve'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers, from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru, Amen.